The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Good morning, Long Island, and welcome to DDI on Autism on 103.9 FM, keeping an eye on autism and giving a voice to its Long Island community. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romas, and I'm so glad that you can join us this morning as we share and explore all relevant issues related to autism spectrum disorder. Well, you know, today's guests are Carrie Dansky and Robin Lackadnier, both of whom are deeply invested in the issue of self-directed services and come with an enormous experience working both individually with persons on the spectrum, children, adults, as well as families and parents. And I think one of the reasons why I'm so delighted to have them both on the show today is they're actively championing and implementing self-direction on behalf of families, and can speak to some of the strengths of the model and some of the challenges and some of the good stuff. And, you know, most importantly, I guess, some of the good stuff that's happening. So in no particular order, Carrie, if I could just ask you to tell me a little bit about how you got involved and you know, what are you doing?
Wow, how I got involved. Okay. Well, I'm a speech pathologist. I work for Sachem School District, and I've been doing that since 1988, that school year. Mm-hmm. So a long time. And I had a student who graduated with the Regents Diploma, and his family decided that he should go with self-direction, and they had moved from the Holbrook or Ronkonkoma area out east. Mm-hmm. And as I live out that way, the family contacted me because the son had regressed.
And how old was the son?
He was going to be 19 at that time.
Okay, so 19, kind of young, emerging into adulthood, and the family's noticing regression,
mm-hmm.
right? I guess verbal, language, socialization?
All of the above.
Uh-huh.
All of the above. He had shut down, he had stopped speaking, he had started self-direction, and he just shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked me, as I was a speech therapist through the school years, if I would consider coming and speaking to him, and that was that. I've been hooked.
So the family reached out to you, and you had been, certainly you've been a speech therapist for the school, but you weren't his speech therapist
yet. I was specifically his as well.
So they got to know you through that time
They got to know
as
me
well.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, and you were hooked.
And I was hooked. Working in self-direction, getting this young man to be a part of his community, his new community at this point, with the aid of his support staff it's incredible. I mean,
it is, isn't it? Especially once you kind of forge that bond and you see your imprint and you start seeing some changes in the right direction. You know, we're going to come back to that too. I'm going to talk a little bit about how that's affected, you know, and what's unique about this particular model that lends itself to that. You know, with that in mind too, Robin, I'd just like to bring you in on this too and ask you a little bit about your background and how you got involved.
I am a certified personal trainer and a nutritional advisor for the last 15 years, and I actually got involved through my friend and client, Carrie. She felt that there was a missing piece that her mm-hmm. clients needed as far as
being in the community.
Being in the community, and she felt that personal training would be that missing link for them.
Gotcha. Well, I like the way you framed it, too, by the way, Robin, as both a friend and a client, because for Kathy to kind of seek you out and kind of bring you into the mix, into the mix and working with our guys, she saw something, I think, that was beneficial about certainly the nutritional piece that could be generalized beyond, you know, typically developing populations and such. Would you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, let's be honest. One thing most of our guys do when they go with self-determination, they go out mm-hmm. to eat. And where are they going out to eat?
Yeah.
So the nutrition part is really important, because the young man that specifically I was talking about before and who Robin does work with,
right.
He used to go to McDonald's almost every day with
wow.
his staff.
Wow.
And that's not happening anymore.
Well, that's probably a good thing. That'd be a good thing for me, too. That's just, right. just a good thing.
Not that McDonald's is bad.
No. We're not here to say that, remember? But we are here to talk about, you know, how the role of good nutrition enhances not just the lives of people not on the spectrum, but everybody. And I would submit to you guys, given what we know about ASD, autism spectrum disorder today, and the very frequent gastrointestinal underpinnings that are suspect in the disorder, we want to get it right. And we want to make sure that our kids are getting it right, and our adults, maybe it's around allergies and certain food choices, and it's a big challenge.
Good nutrition is key. It's key to just everyday activities, and it's very, very important.
Do you feel, Robin, do you feel like that message is out there, that people are beginning to understand and take, well, both nutrition and fitness seriously? I know it is on behalf of the larger population, but in the world that we're talking about in ASD, is that message getting out there?
I think to some degree. I think that they have the same, you know, resources that we do, and these parents are very involved. These parents are very involved in caring. So they're doing the research, I believe, to get that, their kids to get that great nutritional foundation, but it's also limited. So
yes.
I can kind of bridge that gap for them a little bit with
yes.
what's missing. And in addition to the eating, while the supplements also play a huge role in that, and I work very closely with the supplement company to help the kids in that as well. Fish oils are very important, mm-hmm. the omega-3s. It's very yeah. important that your brain is 75% water, so mm-hmm. it's very, very important to stay hydrated. So there's tips like that that are very useful.
Well, I'm kind of glad you brought up the subject of research. And I'm going to ask both you, Robin, and Carrie, to at least like consider that, because I know, well, certainly, you know, in the field and DDI, which is such an empirically grounded center for treatment education, usually our first stop is just what you mentioned,
right.
the research. And we kind of want to make sure that we're not just promoting something because the pharmacology places are like all about that. And we have to be so careful. And what we're looking at always is the science and what's supported and what's not supported. And does that inform you guys as well? Are you interested in the research, and do you try to stay connected with what's happening? And because it's changed over the last 15 years, it has
yeah.
changed.
I'm very, very big involved in the research. And in addition, the company that I work with, this is supplements, because I don't know everything and I don't claim to know everything,
right.
but
right.
I know the people who do know almost everything. And that's key. That's key. So if there's something that somebody presents to me and I'm really not familiar with it or not comfortable with 100%
sure.
sharing what I know, I'm in touch with the president and the vice president of this company
sure.
and, you know, a holistic doctor in Queens who helps me out. Like I have a very, very strong resource base to
yes.
get the information that I need.
Well, you know, it's funny, that combination of the two of you ladies working together, coming from what ostensibly seem like two different fields.
Totally.
Right?
Yes,
and
but not.
And maybe you guys can speak a little to this, but there really is, at least to me as I speak with you, and there's clearly a bridge to be crossed between what can be happening socially in communication and what can be happening in the world of fitness, and that education and care around both issues could, I see them converging. Is that a little bit why you chose to work together?
That's exactly why I was actually working out on the elliptical machine in Robin's gym,
yeah.
and I was like, why aren't my guys doing this?
That's pretty much yeah. exactly how it happened.
Really?
Hey, Robin.
Yes.
Would you be interested
That's
in
exactly it.
Hanging
sure.
out and working with adults and training them and teaching them how to eat right? Because that's my biggest thing, is they won't listen to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not a nutritionist.
Well yeah, but what I'm liking too, Carrie, is that, like, you know, as part of your involvement in this, you're also in a position to, you know, certainly reinforce what might be helpful nutritionally and you know, and as well as fitness, but you can also be helping our guys to socialize and to communicate more easily and to communicate in ways that are current and
correct.
That other people are thinking
right.
about.
Exactly. One of the things we have in the works right now is some of our guys belong to a group where they get together twice a week, and it's all about doing something healthy and social. And on Fridays, we thought we would incorporate Robin like once a month or every other week and have like, you know, Fridays with Rockin' Robin.
Oh, I like the name.
You know, and
catchy.
And well, that's her that's her club. It's called Rockin' Robin
Fitness.
Oh, Rockin' Robin Fitness.
Yes.
And I hope you use the jingle too. You know,
so yes.
Right,
uh-huh.
It got to be right. And where is this? Where do you guys?
We're still working on where we will do that. My thought really is going to depend on weather and what time of the day they plan on focusing. So it would either be at a track, the ecology site, the mall.
Sounds great. You know, you've been listening to DDI and Autism on 103.9 FM, and our guests are Rockin' Robin. I'm going to call you that if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Okay. And Carrie Dansky, who are really speaking to the importance of combining clinical responses, in this case, nutrition and speech. We'll be back in just a moment to continue. Thank you.